Mission Network News, 2-Minute Version, Thursday, August 4th, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. We begin today in Sudan as more than 80 have died in riots in the wake of Vice President John Garang's death. He was killed in a helicopter crash. Garang was a born-again Christian, says Persecution Project Foundation's Brad Phillips, speaking from Africa.
God used him to forge a comprehensive peace agreement and dissolve a presidency of an official Islamic state and form a new presidency on July 9, of which he was a part, opening the way for Christians to have freedom to worship and not be subjected to Sharia law.
Phillips isn't sure what Garang's death will mean for the future of evangelism. Next, in a country entrenched in the caste system and anger toward anyone who disrupts that system, God is moving in an incredible way. Operation Mobilization's Joseph D'Souza says churches are growing at an alarming rate as thousands of people are coming to Christ, most from the Dalit community in places like Punjab, Rajasthan, and Uttar Pradesh. The biggest concern right now is discipleship, and OM is responding by holding a major discipling, training, and nurturing conference in October. 10,000 are expected. And Godman is a state-of-the-art 3D animated film on the life of Christ developed by Book of Hope International. The Spanish dub was released just a few weeks ago in Argentina, and now it's being tested throughout Latin America. Godman's Jeremy Vero Hobbs says they tested it recently in Peru.
Over the three-week period, we were in a part of Lima called Chorrillos, and then we were in Cusco. And we showed the film to about 2,000 children in small groups, in schools, in churches, and in public squares. In that situation as well, there were several kids in each of the showings who had never heard this story before.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a great prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.